Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The left fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting sixth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Ken Berry. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Cisco Carlos. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Cisco Carlos. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Horace Clark. Batting second. The left fielder, Tom Tresh. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Mantle. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Joe Pepitone. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Steve Whitaker. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jake Gibbs. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Charlie Smith. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ruben Amaro. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Barber. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Steve Barber. And now, play ball. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee strikes out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark strikes out. One out. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward strikes out. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mantle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pepitone throws the ball into Clark, who tags Berry trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker strikes out. Two outs. Jake Gibbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gibbs. The throw from Josephson and he is safe. Gibbs steals second. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Josephson scoops up the ball and tags Smith for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a fly ball into right field. Whitaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cisco Carlos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlos hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 1 in the game. Agee hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carlos moves to second. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Carlos moves to third. Agee moves to second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Clark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Boyer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amaro hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward juggles the ball. That's an error on Ward. Steve Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber strikes out. One out. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Amaro. The throw from Josephson and he is safe. Amaro steals second. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark strikes out. Two outs. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. Tresh strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Causey pinch hits for Pete Ward. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey strikes out. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 1 in the game. Josephson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Amaro scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Wayne Causey now playing second base. Don Buford now playing third base. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0 for 1 in the game. Mantle hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0 for 1 in the game. Pepitone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Steve Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Amaro scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cisco Carlos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlos is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carlos hits a ball on the ground towards short. Amaro scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Agee takes first base on ball 4. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Barber. Agee moves to second. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Buford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Agee scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, White Sox. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-2 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Amaro fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Jake Gibbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gibbs strikes out. One out. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amaro is 0-for-1 in the game. Amaro hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Smith moves to second. Roy White pinch hits for Steve Barber. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Smith moves to third. Amaro moves to second. Two outs. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-2 in the game. Clark takes first base on ball 4. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-2 in the game. Tresh takes first base on ball 4. Smith scores. Amaro moves to third. Clark moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Don McMahon now pitching. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0-for-2 in the game. Mantle hits a pop-up towards first. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Fred Talbot now pitching. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Amaro scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-1 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Amaro scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Tommy McGraw now playing first base. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pepitone hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 2, Yankees, 2. Steve Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jake Gibbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gibbs strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Clark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. Hansen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Tresh. Hansen reaches second base with a double. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Don McMahon. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Talbot fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Locker now pitching. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amaro is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Amaro hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Locker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 3 in the game. Colavito hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Talbot fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 2 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Locker covering, for the out. One out. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0 for 3 in the game. Mantle strikes out. Two outs. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. he's got one RBI. Pepitone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hegan now playing first base. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Josephson takes first base on ball 4. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Berry bunts towards the mound. Talbot fields it and throws to first for the out. Josephson moves to second. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hansen is walked intentionally. J.C. Martin pinch hits for Bob Locker. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark fields it and throws to second for the out. Josephson moves to third. Two outs. Joe Horland pinch runs for J.C. Martin. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Agee hits a fly ball into center field. Pepitone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Steve Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-3 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jake Gibbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gibbs hits a fly ball into right field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-4 in the game. Colavito bunts towards the mound. Talbot fields it and throws to first for the out. Buford moves to second. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Talbot fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Buford moves to third. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-3 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hegan fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Josephson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buford scores. Causey moves to second. It's 3-2, White Sox. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Walt Williams now playing left field. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amaro is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Amaro hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Robinson pinch hits for Fred Talbot. Bill Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Wilhelm covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and New York Yankees, 2. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.